Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. It is April 21st. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
It is warm. It is wet. It is windy, but temperatures are going to get to 70 degrees today. Winds as high as 40 miles an hour. That should be interesting for Guardians baseball later on tonight. Tracking some thunderstorms, heavy rain. There's lightning expected this afternoon, but warm temperatures. So there you go. Forecast today. Let's start here. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Think Messi's still in town? If you're listening, you want to take a guess. We should let him know.
Just call us up.
60,000 people at Huntington Bank Field.
That was a really big deal.
Checking out Messi over the weekend. That was a big deal. He's dead. He's a guy.
I'm embarrassed if Messi hears this.
He's in the envelope. What? He might think it's a great game.
I don't think he'd think that.
So there you go. We need a guest today. It's one guest a day. No prize attached to this. So the game continues.
I'm embarrassed.
Who is it? We need a guest. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good.
You got a guess for dead guy in an envelope?
I do. How about Jerry Garcia, please?
Ooh, that's a great guess. It's not Jerry Garcia.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Hey, we always appreciate the guests, which means we need another guest tomorrow morning on Star 102. Oh, next, thank you for the feed suggestion. Oh.
Please tell me you're buying this ASAP.
I might. Remember, I famously do not wash my feet in the shower.
And you famously admitted it on the air.
This addresses the situation. Thank you. That's next. Thank you, listener Sarah. We appreciate this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Thank you for the feet cleaning suggestions. This is a DM, and I get these often. I usually don't share these because they're just, you know, they're solo conversations. But this one, I thought to myself, it's the weekend. Why not? We're all friends here. I said, by the way, well, this is a good idea. My birthday's next month. Sincerely, Tim, the guy that doesn't wash his feet in the shower.
So proudly, you admit it every time.
Love your feet. Pamper yourself from heel to toe. Pretty good reviews. I think I actually might have cut those out on accident on my screenshot. But it's a shower foot scrubber mat where it can exfoliate the bottom of your feet. You can get right in there. Get right in there. Get those tootsies. Get between those toes. It's a possibility.
You're going to have to put soap down there.
You can hang it. It's easily. It easily dries. Non-stick suction cups, which is great, so I don't slip in the shower.
I have a question about this, though, because it says, well, first of all, again, you know you have to put soap on this mat.
No, I didn't say that. It doesn't say that. Why? What are you talking about?
That's the whole point of getting your feet clean with soap. Number two, here's my question. Shower foot scrubber mat back washer is the title of it. Like you can see in your screen. Does that mean you scrub your feet with it, then you pick it up and you stick it to the wall and then you go like this and like scratch your back on it?
Shower foot scrubber mat
backwasher.
Hold on, I found it.
Oh
my gosh, it is multi-tool. It is a multi-tool. Can be used to rub the back.
See?
So it goes from my feet to my back.
See, I'm
never buying this.
Well, what I was going to say is
disgusting.
I think you need to, if you get that, make a choice and only stick with one.
Here, look at the before and after foot.
I see. Oh my God. You will have
I don't have rough, nasty
foot.
Feet. That's not. This is not the issue.
The issue is just that I don't.
No, I don't. The water trickles down your body. Anybody, please, one person. I've mentioned this before. This is a special group that listens this time in the morning. It is the early morning crew, our EMCs. Do one of you not wash your feet in the shower? Because all of that water trickles down your body onto your feet.
What about the
bottom? Water, the soap, all through your toes, all on your feet. You're good. You're not just standing there. You're moving around as you're showering. Of course, it's in the bottom of your feet.
This exfoliation tool would be great for you. You need a liquid soap that you could squirt some dots down there and then.
This is only $7 too.
That is.
I get it in a neon.
What color neon?
You can see this neon green. You can see this, by the way, Jen and Tim show on Facebook. One person that does not wash their feet in the shower.
Nobody's going to admit that like you did.
It's Monday. It's early. I understand. We're family here. It's our EMCs. Early morning crew. It's all I need is one. I'm pretty sure I just lost a friend. One of my buddies recently moved to South Carolina, is listening through the Odyssey app, and is vomiting.
That's nice. Is he over your feet?
Yeah. I've known him since high school. I think he just unfriended me.
Well,
it's Star 102 Cleveland's feel good.
This has been months now since you admitted you don't wash your feet. And like the fact that so many people said it's ridiculous you don't wash your feet, and you keep saying it proudly.
Cameron, I am Team Tim with the feet in the shower conversation. Unless I've gotten into something and there's some extra visible dirt and grime, they clean themselves as you're sloshing around in the shower.
They are not a self-cleaning body part.
They are.
I just feel like everyone should know that.
Look at all that. Just sloshing around. That water. It's actually unavoidable to not clean them in the shower.
That's exactly why they make like a scrubbing mat for the foot. You need to wash
your feet next level
with soap.
All right. Good morning to you. Hello.
Hi. I don't wash my feet.
I love you. I wish I had a prize for you. Everybody makes fun of me. I'm not dirty. The water trickles down. It rinses the foot, and I don't even think about it, but now I'm known for this.
Yep. I'm with you on that, 100%.
Do you feel like you need to wash the foot? Do you need to exfoliate the foot? Do you feel like you need to get in between the toes with some soap?
No, I don't. I'll put lotion on afterwards, after the shower, but I don't feel like I need to wash my feet.
Soap and water goes between the toes. It goes on the entire body. 2.5 gallons per minute in the shower. They are washed. Yeah. They are rinsed. They are clean.
It's 56 degrees in Macedonia, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The owner of Great Lakes Mall informed the city of I'm very worried about you.
Why do you pick on it? Well, you know, it's only fair.
This one was, I mean, this is a big deal.
It's a massive deal. It was everywhere. I reached out to the city and everything. I'm there almost every day. I am there weekly in all seriousness. I have a 10-year-old that must be an old soul because she loves going to that mall. She loves shopping in person, loves going to the mall.
Well, they told the city of Mentor they're selling all 70 of their properties. It does include the Great Lakes Mall. No word yet on when it will be sold.
I don't know what's going to happen. I tried to find some inside scoop, but I don't have any inside scoop.
Like
I reached out.
You're going to tell us, like, in a couple weeks you bought a mall.
I know. Trust me, I was trying to get a group together.
The Tim Richards Mall.
Gina, I was, who lives in Mentor. She's taking some guesses for Dead Guy in the Envelope, and I'm just talking to different people. And she said, Tim, this would now be the time for you to build that 80s mall that you and Jen talked about and the food court and bringing back, you know, merry-go-round and all those stories from back in the day. This might be the time to do so. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know how tough in-person shopping is, just generally speaking, let alone, you know, older formatted malls. I root for them. I just can't help it. You know, if you're of a certain age and you know what malls were, you root for the malls the way they were. And, I don't know. I don't know what it means. We'll certainly find out in Mentor. And,
we'll keep you posted when we hear any news on that. But as of right now, there's no word yet on when that will be sold. Pope Francis has passed away. He had suffered from chronic lung disease his entire life and had recently been hospitalized for double pneumonia for 38 days. He had actually made his first appearance since then. Yesterday on Easter Sunday, Pope Francis was 88 years old. And the Cavs beat Miami last night. Game one of the NBA playoffs at Rocket Arena. Final score is 121-100. Up next, game two will be Wednesday night at Rocket Arena at 7:30.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Everybody's posting those AI pics of what you'd look like as an action figure / Barbie doll. And experts are saying it may not be a good idea because you not only upload a picture of your face, but then you also type in other elements that are based on your personality and interests. So here is the problem. Sharing that much info about your likes makes you an easy target for hackers. So Dave Chronister is a CEO of a cybersecurity company, and he said, quote, "The fact that you are showing people, here are three or four things that I'm most interested in at this point, and sharing it to the world, that becomes a very big risk because now people can target you. Millions of people have agreed to willingly share their faces and sensitive information simply to jump on the latest social media trend, most likely without thinking about the privacy and security risks that come with it. So you are voluntarily uploading your photos with an AI generator software. You give the provider legal, you give them like legal ways to use your face. Like by when you sign up, you just say, yeah, sure, you can use my face for whatever you want, including making this Barbie.
Oh, yeah, because we agree to terms of everything. It's just click yes. Okay, yeah, sure, I'll agree to that because I want to do the AI thing. That is
terms, cookies, this, I'm in. Like, everything.
Accept,
allow,
accept,
allow,
accept.
Allow.
Move, these pop-ups are annoying. Just move forward. Move forward. I want to do the photo. That is awful.
Now
thank you, Stevie.
Your face, all your interests, everything.
Well, this leads to a two-parter why the both of you are going to be extremely mad at me then.
Oh, God, what did you do?
Well, if that's the case, then our faces have been recognized when I attempted to do this. And it was also...
Wait, you did the AI thing?
Yeah, but it was a major fail, too. I wasn't going to reveal this because it didn't work out. It was really bad.
So you stole all of our info, too?
I didn't know that part until now, so... I just found that out, to be fair, but everybody's, specifically on Facebook, Instagram is where I see this. It looks great. Yeah. I love to look at this. It's very cute. Yeah,
right.
It's very, thought to myself, we'll do the Jen and Tim show one. That's where the decline began.
Oh,
and I'll tell
no.
you, and I feel like I might need to post it, even though I was not planning on posting this. I have to show it to both of you because I haven't showed you yet, and you be the judge, and then maybe we will share it, and I'll tell you what happened next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So I tried this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You used all our personal information?
Yes. I didn't realize that, but I wanted to turn this into the, do the trend.
So like the, for the show?
Yes.
All three of us.
Yes. Turn us into the, in our own action figures.
Uh-huh.
So I thought about this. I said, okay, so I've seen a lot of individual ones, friends and family or whatever. And you type it in and you type in, you do need a picture. And then you can type in, you know, 2, 3, 4 things maybe that you want as a part of your action figure. You know, for us, it made sense. Headphones make sense. This is what we do. Microphone.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Right.
So I also thought to myself, what is kind of the fabric of the show? What is another thing that's a fabric of the show? And I think to myself, well, laptop, like we bring laptops in. Okay. It can be fabric of the show, I guess. Then I thought, I got it. Christmas PJs.
Perfect.
That's fabric of the show. We're known for that every
yes.
year. So I thought about that. And then I think to myself, well, I want the three of us in it. It's not just Jen and Tim's show. Stevie is on the show. We love what she does. She's on the air regularly. It needs to be the three of us on this thing. So I'm going to try to put three of us as an action figure, as a three pack of the Jen and Tim show. And we're going to see how it happens, even though I've never seen this.
That's a great idea. That's awesome.
And by the way, we stink at having pictures together because there were like three pictures that I could find
of
just the three of us.
Oh.
And they were like at the sign. I think the one that I chose was the sign at Willoughby when we did the sign selfies,
which
you can bring back because we only hit a couple of them. Anyway, that was the one that I chose. So I thought, this is great. I've got this. It's going to take our faces. It's going to make us into action figures. It's going to add the microphone. It's going to add the headphones. It's going to add the Christmas pajamas. I put it together, and it came out with this, which I'm handing to Jen Toohey.
Oh, God. What is
yes.
that? What is that?
That is not
wait,
good.
Wait. I thought you tried to put... Oh, my... So it's one person, not three.
So here's what happened. It changed your face and my face and Stevie's face into one person.
Oh,
so it's literally the Jen, Tim, Stevie doll. And it's blurry and it's, I thought about posting this, but I've had it in my back pocket for a week.
You gotta show Stevie
so
it too. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
I'm gonna pass this. It's like your mouth and beard sprinkles and then my sunglasses.
And clearly your hair.
Well, it's my hair, but then is that like a dot of yours on top?
It looks like maybe
a
dot. Maybe
like
part of Stevie's
hat?
Hair. I don't know. We have
Stevie,
to post this.
I don't know if you want to post that.
What does that look like, Stevie?
Gross.
Does that look like the three of us together? Because I think that's what happened.
Are we wearing a jort? What are we wearing?
Looks like a jort.
So we have a
jort. Why are we in a jort.
My main question is, how come every one of these I've seen looks so, like, clean-cut, crisp,
and cute,
nice, like, nice action figure box, and ours looks, like, hand-drawn, like, sketch?
Yeah!
Like,
Why is it like that?
It's a coloring book. You
filled
it in.
Like a cartoon.
It was a first try. I put that picture in, and I could even do solo ones. I did, like, Tim Richards one, and it looked fine. This one, it just morphed us all together and was all blurry.
It separated the jorts, too. Like, that's, like, a big deal on this show.
like the jort is a significant part of the Jen and Tim show. Stevie's right, though. Why isn't it, like, cute? Like, the other ones that look like a Barbie doll box or something.
I don't know what happened.
It does not. It looks... Yeah, it looks very digitalized.
So, I have seen none that look like that. Sick. Not even a dot of one.
No, because no one would post this because it looks horrendous.
Well, we are. I'm going to post it now, and then we'll see. We're going to get some comments. That's next. Our Jen and Tim Show action figure is officially posted. Facebook, also on Instagram. Enjoy. It's not
what you think. I don't know if it's enjoyable.
I made a bit of a mistake.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to cost me a commitment of roughly the next 250 days.
What?
Yeah. It was something I didn't really think about. I've thought about this before, but I thought it would be okay because there are things that are, you know, crazy expensive. And we all know this. And there's, you know, you're trying to cut corners or save a dollar here and there. Or, you know, we think to ourselves, oh, fast food. That's inexpensive. And then what do? You go to get a meal and it's, $15 for this meal. So sure. I might as well just go to a sit-down place somewhere. So everywhere, I'm just like everybody else. You're trying to save a dollar here, trying to save a dollar there, trying to save money wherever you can, because everything seems crazy expensive. We've talked about electric bills. Why am I paying for it? It seems like the entire cul-de-sac.
Outrageous, right.
So I attempted to do so, but it has caused an issue, and I did so in the wrong way. That's the best thing. That's the best
way. So you tried to save a buck, and it was a bad decision.
And I am now committed for the next 250 days.
That's a lot of days. How are you so committed to something?
There is a way out. I just don't really want to do it. But maybe this has happened to you. Agree, disagree. Trying to save money, which we're all trying to do. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I bought generic Q-tips.
Oh, you can't do that.
So here's the thing. And it's a 250-pack, which is why I mentioned that I am now in a commitment for 250 days, which clearly I could throw them out and move on. I just can't. I can't do that. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to use
it.
They're
like
not
a lot.
That bad that I would do that.
Right. It feels like a lot to throw away.
It just got me thinking of the, what can you, not that you can't buy it generic, but it is such an inferior product that it just isn't worth it.
And listen, you nailed it with the Q-tips. I've done that before where I'm like, I'm going to save a buck. I'm going to get the whatever generic brand it is.
Yeah.
They're flimsier. The cotton's not the same. It bends. The Q-tip brand is the best of the best. You have to get Q-tip if you're buying Q-tips.
There is no other one. There's no other one. I don't know if these are the L, the Y. I don't know what these are. But I tried them, and I thought to myself, okay, because it dry, and you know, we can get to a discussion if you should use them or not, or whatever. I use them. That's fine. I tried these things. Like, the second it hit the ear, it bent. And as you mentioned, you talk about the chocolate to peanut butter ratio and those eggs and things.
Yeah.
The cotton to the tip of this particular Q-tip is, there's like nothing there.
No good ratio.
So I have 250 of these things I gotta use.
Well, and the stick part, I feel like it bends. And also, I feel like now that you said you put it in your ear, you're gonna get some heat for that. So this year, you're not supposed to stick it in your ear.
Well, it's around. I didn't stick it in, but like around.
Are you lying? Did you stick it in your ear?
Yes, I stuck it in my ear.
I knew you stuck it in your ear.
Of course I did.
We all stick Q-tips in our ear.
Of course we do.
Yes, we do.
I mean, then you don't stick it in your ear. I'm going, I mean, it's fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sigh. This is kind of like your feet washing thing.
You're trying to just be, yeah, it's fine. I understand.
I got it. So, yeah, you're right. That's a generic brand you cannot go generic on.
Anything else what else is on the list? Not, once again, not that you can't purchase it and there's not a generic part. It's just so inferior that you try to make the purchase and it just was not worth saving the dollar or two. I think that's what it is. And these Q-tips on the list. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show, but it's something that you will not buy generic.
Wait, Tony, did you see what Tony said? Sent us a message on Facebook. Says, Jen, Have you bought Q-tips lately? The Q-tip brand is now making the stick part out of paper, and they bend just like the generic ones. I must still
Please
be on
tell me that's not true.
I must still be on an old box, Tony. I don't know. I haven't. Now that you've said, come on.
Is that true?
Well, what have they always been made out of?
I don't know. But they're, oh, I don't
like
need
the
that.
Plastic
Tony,
ones.
Please. Anybody else confirm that? Oh, no.
That is, I mean, again, that's one thing you always should splurge on. You got to get the nice Q-tips because you're not going to get what you want out of the cheaper version.
Somebody said you can't go generic with work boots. You can't buy generic work boots because they don't hold up. Somebody said you can't go generic dog food. That does not hold up and it's nasty.
Yeah.
Somebody said you can't buy those fake Oreos. They're really disgusting.
Not the same. Not the same.
What are those called? They do have the Schmorios. They're not called Schmorios, but like they're the...
And that like it, they
crumble
kind of
a little
look
more.
The same.
They're
yeah,
different.
They do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they don't absorb the milk in the same way. It's just different. I think you can't cheap out on kids' shoes either. When your kids are like toddlers learning to walk and they're running around like crazy. I remember because the kids grow so fast, you have to buy shoes, what, every few months? Because the feet are getting bigger. At least my boys would. And I tried to cheap out because it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm buying shoes all the time. They would get holes in them within weeks.
I kind of agree with this, even though they are passable. I have found some that are okay to good. We have a comment that you can't buy generic Cheez-Its. Have you ever bought their, they have like the knockoff brand, or at Aldi, they have a different brand. They're not Cheez-Its. They're, you know, baked crackers or whatever the name is of them. And they're good. They're good. I mean, you know, I get them when I'm there, but it's just not a Cheez-It.
Why? Is the, like, cheese powder to, well, it's not even a powder on those.
It's just different taste. I think it just tastes different. I don't know. It's like, it's just different. I don't know how else to break it down.
Well,
it looks just like it.
Try the other ones. I feel like sometimes you get the lesser version and you're like, oh, these are kind of better.
Sometimes you do.
Cheez-It could be that.
Like the animal crackers at Aldi. I think those things are fantastic.
Do you eat animal crackers often enough?
Izzy loves those.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in a red box or animal crackers. She loves those animal crackers. So I get those very often still. She loves those animal crackers.
No, I couldn't tell you the last time I had an animal cracker.
So there you go. Something you will not or cannot, or maybe you've bought generic and it didn't work out. Items that you will not buy generic or off-brand. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It got started because I tried to save some money buying generic Q-tips. Not holding up. Not holding up.
Are they bending? Are they losing the cotton?
Yeah.
Are they, is it
cotton
all of the above?
Not, the cotton ratio, not great, and bend very easily just by looking at them. Two other things. Ketchup, can't buy generic.
No.
Also, toilet paper, can't buy generic.
Agree.
Those are two other messages we have, Jen and Tim showing.
Ketchup, you nailed it. I mean, if you have anything but the Heinz ketchup, it's not the same ketchup.
Yeah, or the catsup. No.
The catsup.
Although, the catsup.
Why do I feel Heinz? What's the other? Hunt's. I feel like, yeah, I feel like I'm a Heinz person.
Yeah, I think you kind
you
of have to go Heinz. I think you, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. But just the generic where it's just, yeah, that's a good call. Those are two good messages. All right, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Talking about generic items.
I know. Yeah, I messaged you on Facebook, but I don't think you got it. Don't buy generic washcloths from the dollar store because as soon as they get wet, they start like losing their color and start ripping. I was like, ew, and I'm stuck with 12 of them.
Oh, that's a good call.
No.
I've also bought the, you know, like the 88 cent or the 99 cent loofahs that unravel after like one wash. Have you ever had those? They're not at Target, but they... Like the low inferior loofah where you put some on body scrub.
Yes.
And I mean, if you're aggressive at all with the loofah, it just like unravels everywhere.
So you just have a long string of loofah?
Yeah. It's tough to get out. You look like an exfoliated mummy. It does not work out well.
Because I bought the six pack for like $1.99 and I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
You know, I said, nope.
You're right. You try to save some money. It doesn't work out.
Nope.
So you can change yourself into an action figure. It's all over social media. I feel like everybody's done it. It's cool.
It's really cool. People have these beautiful characters that look like them with things they like to do. You know, maybe someone likes to play basketball and they have a basketball with them, or they go hiking and there's some type of, I don't know, hiking stick with them. There's always, I don't know, what is a, I don't know why I thought
of
hiking.
A dip.
It really did. I couldn't think of something hikey. A mountain? I don't think they put those
hiking
in.
Hiking boots.
It's like
hiking stick. Yeah, it could be hiking stick.
Be
you can get those.
Stick.
You should be able to get those through the Metro parks.
It's. Anyway, they're very cute. They're very cute. And I applaud you, Tim Richards. I applaud you for taking the initiative and trying to make a Jen and Tim Show action figure.
That is where the applause stops.
Yes.
If you have been on any of our socials, you know this by now. The comments are pouring in. There was an action figure fail like I can guarantee you have never seen before. And the description and also the comments are next on Star 102.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I just need to explain this, what I tried to do. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I'm trying to create the Jen and Tim Show action figure. Most of the time, at least what I have noticed on social media, it is an individual action figure. It's a buddy of mine. It's a friend of mine. It's a family member. It's an action figure, as you mentioned, with several items or maybe just a few items that really describe you or some fun things that you enjoy, as you mentioned, maybe a cup of Starbucks or hiking or whatever it might be.
Sure.
So I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is great. What are some fun things that represent the Jen and Tim Show? Headphones makes sense. We're on
sure.
the air. Microphone we use every day.
Of
makes
course.
Sense. Maybe a laptop. Then we bring it in. That's fringe, but okay, maybe something like that works. And I think to myself, got it. Christmas PJs.
Perfect.
That makes sense. Okay, great. Then I think, okay, well, I'm just going to do a solo picture. I'm not going to do a solo Jen picture or solo Tim. Then I think, okay, well, it's Jen and Tim. Well, that's not fair. Stevie's here as well. So we do not have very many pictures as a group. I grabbed one of them. I think it was the signed selfie in Willoughby. I think that was the picture
that's
I used.
That's a great photo.
I thought to myself, okay, I'll upload the picture of the three of us on there, and I'm going to create this. And it's thinking, and it's spinning, and it's working, and it creates something. Boom! It creates one action figure with the... apparently, it morphed the three of our faces into one and has created some random human that I don't even know what happened, and has items in here that I didn't even type in. I don't know what
listen,
happened.
Listen, I have been looking at this since you posted it, and I'm particularly looking at our Facebook page. Several comments. Number one, why is a jort one of our items, like relative to us, like we all wear jorts and we're not even wearing those in the photo. That's number one. Number two, the face and head of this action figure, it's a Lego. It looks like the little Lego heads you can get that you put on the characters.
Yeah,
and
it has your
mouth and beard, and then my hair kind of, because my hair's longer than that, and sunglasses, and maybe the top of Stevie's hat.
That might be what that is on top. I don't know what that is on top. And we have questions we'll get to. Once again, we're going to share this over to Star 102 as well, specifically on Facebook. It's also on Instagram. There's a couple of questions. One item, I do not know what it is. There's a question about the size of the microphone. There should be a different color pants. There should be a different color shirt. There are a lot of observant people that I love. Those observations are next on Star 102. When the action figure trend goes bad, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Did you see what Stan said? Stan's like, wow, I'm shocked. This action figure is really not good at all, and I don't know what to say. Like, we've left Stan speechless.
Robert.
It's really bad.
Top fan Robert. This is what happens when you buy from Temu. It's fair. Top fan Megan. I like that the microphone is half the size of the action figure. I saw the same thing.
It's a two and a half foot tall
microphone.
Also, everyone else's is like smooth and clean aesthetic. And this is like a very, it reminds me of a New Kids on the Block Barbie doll, when they came out with those boxes. It's like very, like the box is from the 80s. Why is it like that? Nobody else's looks like that.
Yeah, I think the picture threw it off, because when I went back through and I did it again as an individual, and I just threw in a picture of me in a Guardians hat or whatever. And I showed you that. They came out fine.
Why? Yeah, so why did this not?
I don't have any idea. I have no idea. And why it came with a jort, I didn't even type that in. Or was it sunglasses? Nothing worked out. This entire thing did not work out.
I get the sunglasses, because aren't I wearing sunglasses in the original picture?
Yeah, but you type in what you want as it's part of the action figure. And I didn't type in any pants. I had no jort. I didn't type in sunglasses. I typed in headphones. I typed in microphone. I typed in those Christmas pajamas. Those showed up.
Now, Laura had the best suggestion of all.
That's not really. I know we're going to get to it. I know it's unavoidable. We'll get.
She's so correct on this. What it should have been.
All right. Laura's suggestion. And yet you're probably right with this. That's next on Star 102. This can't be good. What's the comment on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites?
There's so many, but let's get to Laura, who says, you're missing the salmon pants and off-gray shirt. Also need an envelope that says dead guy on it. Dead guy in an envelope, yes. And remember your salmon pants? Remember your salmon pants?
I don't remember those, no.
That's odd, as you wore them. You should be wearing the salmon pants in this. Kelly is asking, where's the flamingo suit? Makes sense. We're talking about our Jen and Tim Show action figure, which is...
horrible.
Awful. I love that Angie writes, what the heck?
I don't know. I don't know. I got to give it another shot.
What is that thing on the left?
I got to figure it out.
Why? Did it try? Is that?
There has to be multi-packs that you're able to do. I just did this, and it, trust me, it wasn't quickly. It is a process. And when it came out with that, I thought to myself, oh, this is probably something. I don't think I'm going to post it. And then it just, Stevie happened to be talking about something on Stevie on the socials that had to do with this. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to fess up. I tried to do this. I thought it would be kind of cool. And then next thing you know, it's this blurred image of all of us with these.
So it blended the three of us together. So if there were a hybrid Jen, Tim, and Stevie, this would be it.
Apparently that's what it would be.
We do have a nice calf. Our calf muscles are insane.
We are. I mean, it's a nice shirt.
Very
it's,
bendy.
It's like we are like the lost Wayne's World friend.
What?
Looks like Wayne, Garth, and then Jen and Tim with our shirt and jorts. Tell me it doesn't look like
the
that.
The jorts are so it's bad. Looks,
once again, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on all the socials. Ugh.
It's 56. It's all right. It's all right.
Fox 8 showing that. Is your brother on right now?
My brother,
what's
Joe
he doing on?
He's filling in this morning on Fox 8.
He has a good head of hair.
He's grown it out.
Jen and Tim Show, that means you don't like it.
You do like it? A lot of people comment on it.
Well, the first thing when he was on, you said, did he get his hair cut?
No, he didn't. You should have heard my sister-in-law, like, oh, does your wife like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jen and Tim Show listeners are right. He is sexy.
Stop it.
Remember when they said that about your brother?
Why are you reminding me?
How sexy
he was? I'll never forget
it. And it went on and on. There were quite a few comments.
Okay.
Very much.
All right. We're going to switch some
Fox
stories around here.
Right now.
We're switching some things around now. You know what we're going to lead off with? The owners of Great Lakes Mall inform the city of Mentor.
I'm sorry.
They're selling it. They're selling Great Lakes Mall, Tim.
I feel less bad because it was Joe Tuohy that presented that information.
Of course you do.
Well, I mean, I can go back to the messages if you want.
We're good. Thank you.
I think one of them was, what was it? What did they call him?
Stop. They didn't call him anything.
Something.
The owners of Great Lakes Mall informed the city of Mentor they're selling 70 of their properties, which includes Great Lakes Mall. No date yet on when it's happening. Cavs beat Miami last night in game one of the NBA playoffs at Rocket Arena. Final score, 121-100 up
like
next.
Like this tie, too. Man.
Of course you do. Game two will be Wednesday night at Rocket Arena.
Fox 8.
And 60,000 people were at Huntington Bank Field this weekend to watch a soccer game. Columbus Crew. Quit saying things. Sprinkle Fox 8. Why are you saying that?
Because it's your brother and he's on right now.
That's
I think
great.
That isn't that great? So yes, people can check it out, too.
You don't have
to
randomly just shout out Fox 8. Like, why? Like, he does look... I am very glad he got to do mornings today.
Gotten away to some package
now. He even texted me and he said, Stephanie said hi. Why? She's so nice.
Now you're the one saying random things.
Okay. Columbus.
Oh, he's on again.
Oh, jeez.
Look at that. Christy Capel, Stephanie Schaefer, and look at...
Wait, you know what we're going to have to ask him? Oh, they're like twinsies,
they
the
are.
Girls. They always have color-coordinated outfits.
They're just wearing black, though, and he has like a, I don't know if it's
it
a pearl
looked
tie
navy.
Or something.
We got to ask him if they made him color-coordinate. Okay, anyway, Columbus Crew played Inter-Miami. International star Lionel Messi was there. Inter-Miami won the game 1-0. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.